This week, we've been checking in with owners of small businesses to see whether they're seeing signs the economy is improving. And today, I'm joined by Buddy Delaney. He's the owner of Best Mattress in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And this is a family business, as I understand it, right?
Yes, my father and grandmother started it 81 years ago.
How many workers do you have?
We have 14. We've lost two to retirement and medical in the last 2 years, so we're down to 12 now. And with the economy being what it is, we have not replaced those two. Everyone's just taken on a few additional duties.
Well, how is the mattress business lately? How do things look from your end of things?
Well, it's been very tough the last 4 years. There's no question about it. We're very small. Our numbers have been down 15% or more. We have seen things stabilize, and I certainly think things have started to improve. So, we're certainly feeling better about it. I know I am, and my workers are. But it has been very tough, and anyone, cannot run and escape this economy in the last 4 to 5 years. It's been very tough.
Yeah. Now, how do you see signs that business is picking up?
Well, in addition to simply more customer foot traffic, more phone calls, we're seeing just some positive signs. Our home sales here in Columbia, South Carolina, we're the capital city. We've seen home sales start to slowly increase this year, this spring, so home sales possibly a little better. Obviously, if you look at the national business publications, we've seen consumer confidence slowly increasing. So just the word on the street and talking with my clients and just people at our church and other places, it just seems to be a little improvement in the overall mood.
When you hear about the economic news these days, whether it's the debt crisis in Europe or what's going on Wall Street, does it make you worry that this rebound that you're describing might not stick?
Yes, I know more about Greece now than I probably should. The country, of course, with their financial problems. I've been reading it quite a bit in the last couple of weeks, of course. But I keep going back to the underlying reason for the optimism that I have, in that we've gone through the toughest economy certainly in the last 50 or 60 years in the last 3 or 4 years, and a big part of that was housing, and there's almost no question that housing is slowly starting to rebound. The unemployment numbers, I think there's also no question there that they have at least stopped getting worse and maybe are getting a little better, so that's a positive sign. The problem with the banks in the last couple of years seems to have stabilized. People are feeling a little better there. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low. So, I sound like I'm the eternal optimist. I'm not. Believe me, there are a lot of times when I've come home from work in the last 3 years that my wife has said, gosh, you are in a really awful mood. You need to go back outside, drive the car around the block a few times, because it's not her fault that we didn't sell enough mattresses that day. So, but it has been tough. But I think if you look at the big picture, if we take Europe and the unfortunate oil spill and take some of those negatives out, things are looking better. And I have to keep telling myself that, because we're still not out of the woods. I mean, we're not going to see a tremendous Mount Everest type recovery. It's going to be slow and steady, but as long as it's not getting worse, and I certainly think it's not, then we have some things to look forward to.
Buddy Delaney, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
Buddy Delaney is the owner of Best Mattress in Columbia, South Carolina.